Chapter 20, The Ring. "Mama, come see what I found," shouted Melinda as she ran through the door of the dwelling. My mom came running as fast as her legs would carry her, for she was, as she told her granddaughter, breathing like a steam engine going uphill. She was quick to ask Mel what the fuss was about, for she was bellowing so loud all the local folks would be hearing her for sure. With this, Melinda put her hand out and said, "See what I am wearing on my finger, my mom. Isn't it the prettiest thing you ever saw in your whole life?" My mom took to putting on her spectacles so as not to be missing anything, and looking at Mel's outstretched hand, saw a ring shiny and bright. Now, knowing that no one in their entire family ever had a ring for their fingers, she was quick to be asking where she found such a beautiful thing. "My mom, you know I am always going to the deserted cabin, and I went today to be finding me some peaceful time sitting on a rocker on the porch. Well, today I was walking into bed space when my eye saw where the sun was touching the floor, and there in the crack this ring was sitting. Ain't it pretty?" My mom had to agree, and after telling Mel to be mighty careful she did not lose such a costly item, she returned to her work. The ring became the topic of family conversation for some days, and Mel was enjoying the attention her find brought to her. She kept looking for new places to be hiding it, not wanting it to be handy should thieves come in, and she was beginning to think that having it was getting troublesome. One day, Melinda was looking at this object of her total devotion and was quick to decide that her life was so absorbed in this thing that she was missing her peace. The day came when Mel was standing watching her ma baking and looking at her hands. They were sturdy and dependable ones. Thinking of all the times they soothed and caressed and helped, it suddenly occurred to Mel that she never in her life can remember seeing a wedding ring sitting upon her ma's hand. Later, she says, Mom, how it be that I never saw a ring upon my ma's wedding finger?" Mama took Mel aside and putting her arm around her waist and drawing her close to her, she said, "When they be getting married, there'll be no money for a ring in her finger, and then with babies coming and daily providing, a ring was seen as such a luxury thing." Now, this got Mel to thinking, and after much soul-searching, she was of a mind to be sharing her good fortune. One day, soon after her conversing with Mom, Mel went to the barn to collect eggs, and seeing her pa, she told him her plan. A week after all this planning took place, while they were eating a good victuals that Mom and Ma had put together to celebrate the anniversary of her wonderful parents, Mel handed the ring quietly to her pa. He then took those precious hands in his, and with all the love in his heart he held for his wife, he put the shiny ring upon her Marian finger. All the family was deeply moved in the heart and spirit at that moment, but no more than Mel. She learned a lesson that was to stay with her all her life. She learned that to be giving is even nicer than to be getting. She wasn't totally certain why this was so, but she knew somehow it had to be from God, and to her, that was always enough.